What about the patient who has hepatic-only disease, the primary has been removed in the past, for example, and the patient is surgically resectable at this point? Do you generally go ahead and do the surgery, or do you utilize neoadjuvant systemic therapy first?
Well, again, it's not a straightforward answer. It depends on whether or not the patient received adjuvant therapy after resection of their primary. If they did, you have to look at what adjuvant therapy and the duration. We do know that chemotherapy has an effect on the liver. For example, we know that irinotecan does have an association with causing non-alcoholic steatohepatitis. FOLFOX, oxaliplatin-based regimen, can cause what we surgeons like to call blue liver. It's a sinusoidal vasculitis of the liver, essentially. So if the patient has already received a significant amount of chemotherapy, we will frequently go ahead and resect them first. Conversely, if the patient is chemotherapy naive, which admittedly is a very small subset, we may go ahead and give them 2 to 3 months, no more, of systemic chemotherapy, as you mentioned, tends to be FOLFOX plus bevacizumab, dropping the bevacizumab out for their last dose so that they have an adequate time period between their last dose of the bevacizumab and their surgery, and then resecting them and following that with another 3 months of chemotherapy, sort of a sandwich technique, if you will.